Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's talk about bizarre birthing. Oh, before we do that, just real quick, coming up in about 2 hours, Benson Boone code word.
That's
you heard
right.
one this morning with BJ and Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one coming up in the 5 o'clock
We've
hour.
Got a
with
fresh
us.
One for you.
Fresh word. Yeah, by the way, you're not cheating the system by entering their number. Everybody's
you
like, oh, they, it's going to be the same.
Yeah.
Or their code word. It's not going to be the same word.
And a reminder, this is not for Benson Boone here. This is for Benson Boone in his hometown of Salt Lake City.
Yeah. So it's a flyaway, airplane, hotel, the whole thing. So we'll have that for you in a couple hours. Bizarre birth. What's the weirdest? Is any of you born weird?
Yeah.
What?
Of course.
All right.
Rude.
No, I just feel like if anyone in this room was going to have a bizarre birth story.
You were born weird? How were you born weird?
Physically not, but my birthday is April Fool's Day.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
My mom was going into labor. My dad was a sheriff. He got home from duty. She was like, Pat, I think I'm in labor. He said, you're messing with me. You're just joking.
Because it's
April Fool's
so
Day. She's like, no, I'm in labor.
Do you see the puddle of water on the...
And I had two older siblings, so like, I was ready to slip on out of there.
Oh.
Okay. And so they get to the hospital. My mom has me and she's like, my dad sees me and he's like, this isn't my kid. I'm the only redhead in the family. So he's like, this is not biologically mine. And my mom is like, this isn't biologically mine either. I don't know who this is.
Didn't she have a little bit of red hair?
No. She was like platinum blonde when she was first born and it kind of went like dirty blonde. And then my brother's a brunette.
So your parents, your bizarre birth story is your parents said, I don't claim that one.
Yeah.
What?
They did. They took me home.
Your mom handed you to him, and he's like, you're really taking this joke pretty far.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, this is a lot. Okay, let's go home.
Wow.
Okay, what I was looking for was like a 27-year-old woman in Los Angeles gave birth on the floor of a pickup.
Oh.
She wanted to do the natural delivery anyway, so I guess it was okay. She wasn't going to do like the... She wasn't going to do the induction or the epidural, which is psychotic. Mm. I can see Erica being one of those people who's like,
No. Drug me up. Drug me up.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, I will not be going through that with nothing.
Oh, God, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
And you're going to use fake diapers and fake baby food and the whole thing. Because there's so many moms who are doing, I want to do cloth diapers wash them. You're not.
As
just get Pampers and shut up.
We try to limit our plastics intake. So
yeah. Not when it comes to diapers. You just want that out. You don't want that in your washing machine. Trust me.
No,
you know?
I'm good. I'm good.
And baby food. I'm going to boil food and I'm going to mash it with my own hands.
Didn't AHAC make her
She
own
tried
baby
it.
Food?
Did she stick with it?
She did it. Yeah.
You never bought Gerber?
No, I've never popped a jar of it. Mm-mm.
That's psychotic. I'm proud of you guys.
She just made it and then you freeze it. And then it made it easy for me.
Yeah,
too.
That's awesome.
Like two cubes of carrots for the baby.
Oh, she put it in like ice cube trays?
And one for me if I'm good.
Anyway, this woman had 1 foot on the back of her seat, crying and yelling and telling her mom, she's coming! She couldn't wait any longer.
Was she by herself?
I think her mom, she was at her, her mom was driving her to the hospital in the truck. Okay. So her mom did it.
Oh, man.
That's the kind of thing we're looking for. I remember we had one story where this person, like, they made it to the hospital, and as they were walking through, she couldn't get any farther. So she, like, fell down.
And gave birth right there.
Right at the entrance. So then, like, the baby's coming out and almost getting hit by the whoop, 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 the doors that are, like, because they just kept, like, they're trying to close. They're like, what the hell? And it's like, wah, wah, just, yeah. And the paramedics are all standing around going, well, in here. Just get it.
Yeah, well,
hey, you're so close. You don't have the bill, right?
No, they still find a way.
Oh, come on.
Seth Meyers, do you remember his wife gave birth in the lobby of their building?
Yeah.
She did?
Yeah, their first baby, it was like happening real quick. So they were rushing there in an Uber to the hospital. Second baby, there was no Uber. Baby was born in the lobby.
As Aaron was saying, that second and third one do slide out way easier.
I like, just don't know that just, I like this terminology.
It's like Waterworld.
I'm the fourth, so imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine your mom just like took one step forward and it was like.
I was 10 pounds. So no, I don't think
maybe
that happened.
Slipped out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you've got a weird birthing story, either you had a kid weird, you were the kid had weird, or you helped somebody give birth, we want to hear your bizarre birthing stories. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
It wasn't too bizarre with us. I remember my wife's water broke at 6 a.m. And this is like a PSA. That doesn't always happen. That, in fact, most of the time, that doesn't happen.
They sometimes have to do the crochet needle.
If you watch TV or movies, you think that has to happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
I feel like that should be covered in school.
Yeah,
at some
it's
point.
Not real.
But anyways, she got me up like, my water broke. And so we're running around trying to get everything because it was a little earlier than we thought. And I remember I had socks that, like, I didn't have any clean socks. So I had a new pair. And I tried to cut the tag off them, and I cut the socks. I just, like, cut the socks in my panic.
So in your bizarre birthing story, it's just about your footwear?
Kind of, yeah.
Did you still wear them?
No, I threw them out. I'm like, okay, I guess.
You just panicked.
I didn't tell my wife that, because she's like, well, how are you going to go? It's 6 a.m. Like, we're in this for the long haul. How are you going to be by my side? You already cut your socks in half.
Yeah, you're not. What you're are you not doing? Helpful. Like,
she has the car started, and she's loading it up, and she's feeding the dogs.
You are such a waste.
Oh, I cut my hair, too. I don't know.
Do you think we'll get anybody who didn't know they were pregnant?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I would love that story.
I think that's more common than we realize.
It can't be.
I have one high school friend that happened to.
She was just in denial.
No, she did not show at all because the baby went inside, like towards her back instead of out. She had regular periods. She went in with stomach cramps and they said, you're in labor.
I could not fathom this. But what's weird is I did have a dream that one of my high school friends had that. She told me, I'm pregnant with identical twins, but she was not showing.
That's a really weird thing because one of the stories like from the Reddit thread or whatever was talking about somebody, mom, she's in there, she's pushing, and then she gets to hear the telltale, and she's like, okay, and doctor's like, push again, and she's like, dude,
there was
idiot.
Another baby.
And she was like, okay, I'll give you one more. I don't know, am I shoving the placenta out?
Right.
And it's like, baby number two.
No, that is
and
my
so
new
I don't know
worst
if the other
fear.
Baby was like shadowing, like full of ultrasounds. Like you got a bad ultrasound tech,
also,
and you didn't see the two babies.
You listened to the heartbeat there.
It's like you would think.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Visceral half socks over there.
Oh my god, that is your indigenous person's name. All right, if you have had a bizarre birth, we want to hear the story. 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about people who've delivered bizarrely. Bizarre birthing. Jenica?
Yay!
Bizarre birth. How what happened?
So I was on a mission trip to Haiti when I was 18, and we had all sorts of people coming in for different things, and this 19-year-old came in and was in active labor, and we could not turn her away. So I was fortunate enough to hold her right leg and watch my first live birth at the age of 18, and she gave birth to a healthy 6-pound, 8-ounce babe girl and walked up the mountain after she gave birth.
You just handed her the baby. She's like, thanks. Peace.
Yep.
Later.
Yep, thanks. Yep, literally. It was the craziest thing I have ever witnessed before. And I'm a healthcare provider now. But it was wild.
I didn't even witness the birth of my own kids.
You were up top.
I stayed up top and then they ended up doing...
Okay, I wish you wouldn't refer to it as that.
She didn't want to do that, but they should.
I had to look.
No way are you going
to
look.
I had to. Once I was like thinking I couldn't, so I was looking away, and then I kind of caught a glance, and then I was like, I have to see it.
Well, that is information I can't believe I know about you. Yeah.
Did you?
It's all, you got to do it.
No, you don't.
Oh, yes.
That's one of my favorite places on earth. Cool. I don't want to see anyone else. Like,
well, and I don't know if Slacker will have that chance again.
Wow. I hope. Yeah, no, it was really, really cool.
I might just wander into the...
I'm still here.
Were you freaked, though, Jenica? Or you just said you just no time to react? You just went with it?
There's a great picture of me, actually, of one of the other healthcare providers there was filming it because she did give permission. And there's a still shot of my face, just an absolute shock, and my eyes bulging out of
because there's a baby
face.
Coming out of the...
an actual human being is coming
it's
out
like,
of
hey, what's that?
Right
oh,
I like that you're thrilled by this, not weirded out, not
scarred.
Freaked out. Yeah,
scarred is what I would be.
Amazed by it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And you became a healthcare provider.
Absolutely. Yep. I'm a home health occupational therapist now and work with kiddos.
All right.
Thank you're you, an Jenica. Angel.
That's Ash.
Yay.
Bizarre birthing. What happened?
I was a corporate pilot, and me and my first officer were toting around four people in the back, and we ended up having a small issue that occurred at altitude, and the moment we were dealing with that, we heard some screams in the back, and the female passenger was having a baby. And so at that time, I happened to be an EMT paramedic, so I had to kind of hand the controls over and deliver a baby in the air. While
you're supposed to be flying the plane!
Which one's more important?
The plane?
There's another pilot. It's fine.
Yeah, you know.
My drink refill.
You delivered a baby in the air, but you're the pilot.
Yeah.
Yes, you bet. You bet. But we're both qualified. But it was the cleaning bill was outrageous. I'll tell you that.
The cleaning bill.
You have the best two truths and a lie ever.
That is so wild. I don't even know what to do with that. Wow. No. And you're just so calm. Because I think when you're a pilot, you have to you can't be rattled by things. You have to be deal with the problems. And it's like, oh, somebody's having a baby. Of course they are. I'll run back there, do that real quick.
Right. And then I'll get back to flying the plane.
Flying the aircraft that was clearly having some sort of problem.
Yeah.
Also.
And then my drink or what?
Ash, thank you. I said my ice!
Oh, my God.
David?
Yeah.
Bizarre birthing. What happened to you?
So, with my fourth child, I was sleeping. It was like 4 in the morning, I think 5 in the morning. My wife wakes me up saying she feels like we need to go to the hospital. So, okay, but I just lay there kind of like, because we had the other three, I thought we had some time. But I didn't know she's been sitting in the bathtub. Because the water helps with labor and everything. And then so she said we got to hurry up. And I didn't have enough time to grab everything. So we were leaving. She's like, we're not going to make it. Because she couldn't even see in the car. And I was like, yeah, we will. Like, I thought we had time. So she was finally able to get in the car. We got all the kids in the car and we're driving and she's just in pain. So I get on the phone with the police to try to get an ambulance to meet us somewhere. But they said we had to stop. I was like, well, I'm not going to stop. I'm trying to get to the hospital. And so they're like, well, I don't know. So I'm on the phone, and she's like, we're not going to make it. I was like, yeah, we are. She's like, I can feel her head. I was like, what do you mean you feel her head? And she put her pants down, and the baby's head was right there.
I was like, oh my God! I know that's where it comes from, but you know, it's just like a horror movie. You're like, no, we're not going to make it. And it's like, and hey, you're not going to make it.
The baby's like, you're not going to make it.
So then did you just pull it out?
Well, I was driving, so I had to, get off and find a safe spot because the highways aren't safe. So it was on I-25 downtown, and then I had to get off on 20th. It's right by the Rocky Stadium. So I get off, and I get off on the intersection, stop right in the middle of the intersection with the lights, and so the ambulance could kind of find us. And there's a car stop, and I tried to ask them for help. They just drove by and then staring at us.
Oh, no offense. If someone was like, I'm a baby now, I'd be like, okay, crazy person.
Yeah. Not my
you
problem.
You don't know. It could have been a nurse or something. So whatever. Yeah. So I ran around and I grabbed my looked and I was like, I guess push, because I'm the only one there. And she just kind of flies out and I catch her and then all the fluids come and I'm like, so it feels crazy. So I just grab her and I just remember what the other doctor said from the other kids. And I just put her on my wife's chest and I'm just looking at her and I'm like asking the dispatcher, well, what do I do? And they didn't even know. You could tell they were on the
computer. Your kids didn't even know? Or are you talking about the EMTs?
No, the dispatch people.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're still on the
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, then, man.
Listen, man, you're just in a car. We just had a pilot do it.
Yeah.
Quit your complaining.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.